conversation made in Mr. Riley's Crown Hotel at Hampton on June the 5th, 1939. There's Mr. William Herdman, Mr. William Herdman, Joiner, and Mr. Jim Bell, a quarryman, both natives of Hampton. Well, now, tell us anything about the cricket in this village, please, will you, Mr. Herdman?
Well, we haven't put a gun inside the village at the present time. The world loves Sutter. We're playing Newton. And Newton's top of the league and they beat them. Bill Atkinson there. Put 76, sir. The best player we've got and he took 4 wickets. What do you think of that, Jim?
Well, I think he was the only one that did the out. But after he was finished, I think there was rather little more did.
Why, they put a canny score on, man.
Yeah, but they didn't put too many more on those good forward ducks after he went out.
Oh, why, what can you expect, Captain Newton, on your bad wicket? That was a bad wicket.
Maybe me was what we were in his tune here.
No, maybe not. Did you ever play cricket, Jim?
No, I didn't. Just once or twice when I was at school. And I didn't like it. So I gave up playing.
Did the ball hit you or something?
Yes, it did.
Well, on?
On the blue.
I'll bet it knocked you out.
Well, that one was a bit.
You maybe played cricket in the quarry with them, Steve?
No, Johnny had a bit of drilling today.
Windy Billy. Probably I won't tell her that thing. Did he use on a cricket field for vote?
No, I haven't think.
The ball maybe doesn't get far on you, do you?
No.
Now, what's happening at your quarry these days, sir? You seem to get fresh at 5 o'clock when you come here, but now I don't think you're walking very much.
You don't know what I'm doing. I'm maybe not walking very hard now, but my back's gas here at night.
Ah, you want to get to bed a bit all your stuff, stop with the cold till 10 o'clock every night.
Well, you didn't want to say so much of a tap yourself, mind you, are you? Pretty regular up to 10 o'clock.
I've done walk of the garden till 9:30. I'm just doing for half an hour.
Well, we're maybe not doing for more than 3 quarters.
I see you gun doing 7:30. Want to walk of the garden.
Ah, but that doesn't say we're coming in here, then.
Ah, wait, what's coming in for? The beer's pretty good, I don't mind telling you.
Well, it's not bad. Getting a lot worse, and I'll say some other places.
Aye, where are you going, I know. You lay away. Get up some of him.
I don't know so much about that, Jesse. You're going to go and get a bit of change, man.
Oh, aye. Makes you bad the next day, I know it is.
Well, sometimes it is.
Ah, we're getting away from our conversation. Let's get away back to cricket. You remember that big score I put on once? Against Newton?
And it's the only one ever you did put on.
Why? I got 45. I was quite satisfied.
Aye, that day. You've made one of the ducks you've had since.
Oh, I know that.
And before that.
I'm getting old, on that.
But you're finished playing now.
Aye, I've backed up a few years.
You wanted to?
I was telling that. That's the reason I did it.
Well, you'd still be playing.
I was still being playing, even if it was on the second team. I hope I have for a bit, man.
Aye, mind you are a cheat.
Why, I got quite a lot out.
I know you did.
Well, they didn't seem satisfied about it. But the devil's helped.
No, because they knew you had the whip hand.
Aye. Stand up by your property for your own side to bad job.
Well, but you didn't think you weren't as good as Harry Ragg when he was hurt.
Oh, but old Harry was a twist.
I was there, when he was twisting on that, but you used to tell them at the mercy. Did you believe you can't win when I don't cheat for you?
You said what? What did you say? What did you say?
No, I think I better not repeat that.
Right, you'll catch